I believe they are the ones in charge. That's why they mingle amongst us. And I believe they want us to reach a spiritual level somehow. There was a talk about souls. They were interested in our soul somehow. How do we have a soul? How does this container hold the soul? That was a strange conversation. I thought, man, that's just weird stuff people talk about in this base.
Well, that is critical. This is the most critical of all the subjects that you have mentioned. Can you describe where you were and who you were talking with or listening to about the containers and the souls?
I was sitting outside of my office, smoking a cigarette at the table with all the guys from the 732nd, the communication guys, that listen to people talk. There was a couple of officers there. There was a first lieutenant and a second lieutenant, and then I believe there was a lieutenant colonel. They were talking about how these beings from another planet were interested in our soul. How did our soul get in our body, and how could they extract our soul? How did it fit? Could they move the soul to another vessel? Stuff like that. It was like, it was crazy. But I just listened, and it started to make some sense that these beings from another planet are interested in our soul. And how is it in the container? And they could repair our containers and do all kinds of stuff to us, but they couldn't get our soul. They wanted to know how to capture the soul.
And the person telling this knew this information because why?
Because he worked in the Kunia Tunnel, and he was one of the officers that listened to otherworldly communications, and he had, I think it was 18 years of service in intelligence. So when you get to a certain level of intelligence, you've already been around the block and been a lot of places. So he knew firsthand that they were looking to find out how to get our souls out of our body, if they could capture our soul. It was very interesting to them.
And did this person who was talking, who was working in the Kunia Tunnel, say that that implied that the humanoids in charge of the Greys and the ones that had made these four experiments of standing up primates, of which we Homo sapiens sapien are the fourth, that those humanoids do not have souls?
Didn't say anything like that, but you know what? It made you wonder, how are they so interested in our soul? I don't know. He didn't say. He just said they were extremely interested in our souls and that this was an Earth school. We were on an Earth school. Our souls were in school. Somehow this is where our souls came to learn. And they wanted to know how to get our souls, for the knowledge of the souls or something that we've learned in this lifetime, this incarnation. Supposedly we reincarnate.
That's right.
I guess we pick our own lives and we're made to forget, and then we're born again. And then we die, and then we go back to the soul world, wherever the souls go, and we get to keep doing that until we learn and learn and learn. And they were talking about all this interesting stuff I found fascinating.
The person talking to you worked in the Kunia Tunnel.
Yes, ma'am, he sure did. I had a feeling he was one of the officers that was in charge of the area.
Are we collaborating with the humanoid non-humans in the Kunia Tunnel?
That I don't know if they're in that tunnel, because they never mentioned that. But if we're collaborating with them other places, why wouldn't we be in? Somebody's got to be translating this otherworldly communication, and I just can't get over the fact that we figured out a dialect. Where did you figure it out?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to interpret this for you.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And how many other species are we not aware of, or they're aware of and I don't know about? And, you know, something's wrong. It's a whole world of deceit. We're going into Iraq to get artifacts, not to get anything but artifacts. That was the most important thing, they said.
But which artifacts?
I don't know. They just said artifacts. There were things in Iraq that were so old that we had to go get. And Bush wanted those artifacts. It was very important.
Did we get them? And if so, where did they go?
We got them. They said they got everything they needed from that country.
Where is it?
I don't know. We have it. Like, you're looking for the Ark of the Covenant type stuff. You know, weapons like that. It's a weapon. Supposedly it has the power to kill, and you're not supposed to look upon it or anything.
But the man who was talking about this never used any phrases like Ark of the Covenant.
Never. He just said artifacts. Ancient artifacts that were so important, we had to get them, and we got them. There was more than one. Whatever they were looking for, they got it.
Do you suppose that it was the humanoids themselves working through and with the United States that wanted that technology and we got it for them?
No, I think that we got it because of them. That's the way he made it sound, like we needed this for our own protection type thing. This is very important that we had this, almost like a very big treasure. And if we have it, we're safe. They can't touch us type thing. And we've got it.
And who would be the they?
I don't know. The aliens. But he didn't say if it was the humanoid. He didn't say it was the grays. But who knows what the aliens he's talking about. They said that we had to get that, so they didn't get it. We got it.
And if they are so advanced that they are making these four phases and we are the fourth, then wouldn't they be able to access and take any technology anywhere from this planet that they wanted, any time that they wanted?
Yeah, you would assume so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, unless there is something that they are up against and they are using humans in some kind of an interface with something that they can't control or is fighting them. That's the question.
We have to be a completely different race. It's a threat. You're very right. If the ball of wax is this big, how big is it really? It's like looking through a keyhole. How big is it really? What is really going on here?
Did the officer who was talking about the body containers and the souls and the interests of the non-human humanoids in our souls bring up anything about the avatars of history, including Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, or others?
No, I know there's a God. I died. I had heart surgery, 5 bypasses. I died. And I know there's a God because I was on the other side.
Where did that happen in what year?
November 2018 at Henry Ford Hospital in Clinton Township. I went in with some chest pains. I was laying sod. My chest tingled and it was cramping. It hurt so bad I'd vomit. Then I kept laying the sod and I kept stopping and vomiting. And the next day, went to the doctor, my doctor for 20 years, Dr. Horrigan. I think I need a stress test. Something's going on where I'm puking. I walked in that treadmill for 7 minutes. They stopped it. ER right now. 5 bypasses at 47 years old. I remember they had to shave my whole body, and that was like moments before they gave me the anesthetic. And I remember the lady shaving me, and I never had anybody shave my whole body. And I remember they started to wheel the bed towards the desk, and I said, listen, everybody, if I die, it's okay. I know that you're going to do the best job you can. God and I have already got an agreement, and I've made my peace with God. Everybody's like, you're too young. We're not going to let you die. And the anesthesiologist said, listen, man, I'm going to give you some good stuff right now. You're not going to die. I want you to count backwards from 100. So I remember saying 100, 90. That was it. Next thing you know, it's black. I enter a room, which is almost shadowy. It was black in there. It was dark, almost like the lights were dimmed. And a lady was in there. She was made out of light. And she said, it was not my time, and I have to fulfill my soul contract. I had to fulfill it. It is not my time to come yet. And then, boom, I remember being completely dark. I remember hearing voices in a tube down my throat. And I remember thrashing about and then going back out again.
Can you describe more the Lady of Light?
She had a woman's voice. She looked almost like a transparent person, but not. She had a whole body, but it didn't look like my body. She was like glowing, and she was beautiful, but she was different than me. It was like almost perfection, that perfect sculpture. That's what she looked like, but she was light. She shined light from her body.
What color?
It was a bluish white. It was just beautiful. You know, and I wanted to stay there because she made me feel so welcome. But it was so brief. She's like, it's not your time. You have to fulfill your soul contract. I know I died. 5 bypasses. They must have lost me. And then Dr. Harrington's the one that did my surgery. We got you, big guy. We brought you back. You're here. You're breathing. I told you I wouldn't let you go.
As you were looking at the lady made out of light, Was she translucent the way that we can sometimes look through a hologram?
Very much so. That's how she appeared to me. But I also felt like I was too. I felt like I was like her, but I couldn't stay there with her. It was just really odd. Like I knew her.
And if you were thinking of an actress that might be closest to the face that you were looking at, who would that be?
Remember when Meryl Streep was real young?
Yeah.
Kind of like that facial structure of Meryl Streep, but just flawless. It was just beautiful.
And could you see her eyes in terms of color?
White. Everything seemed white. There was no color except for that blue and that white light she had. And her eyes seemed to be white. I could recognize, like, I've seen this before. I'm home. Really weird. I didn't want to come back, but I had my kids, and, you know, I raised 9. So I guess I'm needed here.
Have you ever had a vivid dream in which the Lady of Light reappeared?
I had a dream of 3 men made out of white light, and they were around a table, and I was walking to the table. I wanted to get closer so I could hear what they were saying. And they turned to me all at once and said, "You do not belong here yet." And I woke up. They were light, like that lady was.
When you think back to the discussion of the officer who was talking about the humanoids that are not Homo sapiens sapiens having a great interest in our human souls, and that they are interested in trying to take our souls out of our bodies and perhaps transferring our souls into theirs. Did you ever have a sense that those humanoids are from another dimension and another universe?
I had a sense they were from another universe.
From another universe means beyond this universe.
Yeah, supposedly they can bend space and time instantaneously and pull space towards the other space and boom, pop out on the other side, almost like a black hole that they create.
If they are so advanced, why is it necessary for them to manipulate genetic material in already evolving primates to create 4 phases of standing up primates, and we are the 4th Homo sapiens sapien, and that they haven't been able to control the violence factor in the 4 phases of the standing up humanoid primates?
Something in the DNA that we have, we are violent species. And I think that they're trying to obtain a species that is more spiritual, more peaceful, and every time it turns out the same at the end. And we're trying to avoid being the same.
If they are that advanced, and if they are interested in a spiritual evolution, and they admire or are interested in the souls that Homo sapiens sapien have, but they are in control of all of the experimentation, why would these humanoids not have the souls that they admire in Homo sapiens sapien?
I don't know. I guess it goes back to God. And if you look at that, God's created everything. We must be the favor of God. There's something about us that God favors. We're different, and they really don't understand why we're so different inside.